Welcome back to the She Said podcast with Amy and Lisa.
I don't know what number.
21.
Okay, good.
We're legal age.
Should be our season two.
Yeah, 21. There we go. I mean, what has happened? What have we discovered?
Well, I think the big news is I had derelicts in my backyard.
Oh, which is my gosh,
really scary.
That was very scary.
And you know, I didn't see, I was already in bed. I had been gone that evening, got home, went to bed, didn't really see the camera footage until I was getting ready to go out at 5 a.m. and saw that I had notification on that camera.
I've got like at 11:30 p.m.
Right? 11:35 exactly. Mm-hmm. Or 11:30 exactly. I've got all, I mean, I'm like, you know, it's like a prison around there. You can't go anywhere in my yard that there's not a camera. Mm-mm. So I looked at it and I could tell, you know, the still shot of it on my phone. I could see two people in my yard.
No way.
Scared the daylights out of me. So of course I watched it really quick and your heart just does a flip going, oh my gosh, I'm outside at that time multiple times. What would have happened? But I honestly, based on there's nothing in the yard. I didn't, none of the other cameras.
And you don't think they peeked in any windows of yours?
No. And I have everything closed. Okay. So, and based on cameras, they didn't show up on any other camera. So I really feel like they were probably cutting through. They jumped over the back fence and ran through the yard. They're running from somebody is what I thought. And they're coming from, so they'll be coming from a main intersection. So it makes sense that they were probably running from either a Walgreens or something they could have tried to rob.
Well, and what's scary, a lot of people think, oh, okay, well, at least they were just running through and didn't, but what people don't think about is a weapon could have been dropped.
Oh, yeah.
Drugs could have been dropped in your yard that your dog gets hold of.
Right.
Like, nah, there's a whole lot. I guess my brain goes deeper being a police officer's wife. Like, there's so many things, but man, I wish they would have fallen in that City of Tulsa crater. In your
I know.
Yard.
That's what my neighbor said. Yeah. She goes, if this would have been the movies, they would have fallen in the sinkhole.
So good. Now, that Chubby one, he
was having trouble.
Himself.
Yeah, he's in trouble. Yeah. You could see the way he's running. And if you listen, he said, I probably shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, he scissored himself on that.
Yeah, he really did. And people are asking me all the time, was the gate locked? Yeah, that's why they couldn't get out the gate. He kept trying to go over there.
He was frustrated.
Yeah, there's no way. Yeah, the gate was locked.
He hadn't done that since sixth grade.
Yeah, he's not quite agile enough to go over the fence.
I can't believe we don't have any names on that. Yeah, as much as that's been shared.
I know. I think it's like over 50,000 views now between all the pages that it got shared on.
That's awesome.
But the comments from people still make me laugh. It's like
you know what we need to do? We need to put on that Tulsa Moms.
Oh, yeah.
They will find somebody. I mean, that they will get to the bottom of it.
Well, I mean, 50,000 people. It's a lot of people. I said to my dad and I were talking about this week, and he goes, wonder if they've watched it. And I was like, I don't know. If they read the comments, because the comments people are making.
We just need to put it on there and say, we want names.
Yeah. I'd love to know who they are.
Okay.
Because someone said it's got the guy's got a cigarette in his mouth and he doesn't have a shirt on. They must live close. I'm like, what? That doesn't even make sense.
No.
And I was like, I know my neighbors. Believe me. I know everybody that lives within a 2 mile radius.
Or he took his shirt off that was covered in blood from somebody. Like, who knows?
And people were like, well, it looks like they were just jumping. No, there's no just.
There's nobody
they're
just in jumping my
yard.
In my yard.
they don't belong in my yard. So I've lived in that neighborhood 15 years. I've never had anything ever. So it's a weird feeling. In fact, my neighbors around me texted me the next night and said, how are you doing tonight? Are you a little freaked out? I'm like, yeah, I am, honestly. I was out there last night at midnight, you know, with my dog. And so I have a secure backyard for that reason. And then when it's not secure, it's overwhelming.
Very overwhelming.
I'd love to find out who they are and have a little conversation.
You go to a gun class, gun range.
Well, I have. I mean, I can shoot a gun.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, perfect.
I have weapons, but I wasn't.
It's just not on you. You're not waiting with it. Yeah.
I just don't know what would have happened if I was outside. That's the scary thing. Because they were obviously frantically running from something or someone. They were not just dilly-dallying around in my backyard.
No.
They were on a mission to get out and get somewhere. So,
I would
scary.
Have a heart attack.
Yeah, it's really scary. You never know.
Let's see. Exciting news, rumors I've heard about retail stores coming to Tulsa is Aloe Yoga.
Yeah.
Is coming to Utica Square. I confirmed it with ChatGTP. I'm sure it's all true what it says. But it does say, I put it on my Facebook page and people have said it's going in the Coach location. However, I saw on Tulsa Midtown Neighbors, it was also posted that the Apple store is going in to the Coach store. So I don't know. There, obviously, there's some discrepancies on location, but I would imagine, though, that Aloe will do equally as well as Lululemon has done.
Oh, yeah. It would be nice to have a Coach, I mean, an Apple store.
Yeah, would not have to go to Woodland.
Woodland.
Yeah, I do agree.
That nonsense. And obviously, something's going in the Coach store because it's been being under construction for a while.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even notice. I was just there the other day in that area and didn't pay a bit of attention.
It's been under construction for a long time.
The one on the corner, right?
Yeah.
Didn't even notice.
Paper on the windows.
I don't know that I've ever walked in that store.
I've shopped in there a few times.
I don't think I ever have.
I heard a rumor, too, that Elliot Nelson's trying to buy it. Utica. Because Utica's up for sale.
That's a restaurant group, right?
He's the restaurant group that has McNelly's, and he's got tons of them all over now. He used to be all downtown, but now he's kind of branched out. He's got some, I think there's a McNelly's in Broken Arrow now. So he's branched out. So yeah, he's always been restaurants.
Right.
I think, he's got several downtown, but he's the Blue Dome District. He kind of has his restaurants in that area of downtown. Okay. I just worked with him when I did the ball drop down there.
Until there were things kind of going on around there, I just didn't pay attention to like what. But I remember driving through and I was like, we're lucky to have such a jewel like Utica Square. And I hope it just continues
to do
well. Because how lucky are we to have an outdoor place? It's not an outlet mall. I know people enjoy the outlet mall, but I love that we have something so close.
Yeah. It could use a few more really good stores, mm-hmm. but I wonder what it would the fact it's up for sale. So someone's buying it.
Surely they're going to bring in like a Zara or something like that. I think that would do well over there. So
I think there's a lot of things that would do well.
Yeah, I do too. And I think Tulsa would support it for sure.
Especially where it's located. Yeah,
absolutely.
That's a great area.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see
on the agenda. I wonder if that is. There's got to be some other things in the making that we haven't heard.
Well, there's plenty of space now that's still sitting empty.
So if you know more rumors, just fill us in on the rumor mill.
We'll talk about them for sure.
So nothing else that you have rumor wise, business wise coming
in?
My friend Jamie made a post the other day. I was like, oh, that was really interesting. And I guess she's having tons of slugs in her garden. She loves to garden and stuff like that. And they are awful. Stepping on them is like, you might as well put a stick of dynamite under them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she did this. She literally put these little, the short clear cups of beer, just beer, and had them filled up to the top all around in her garden.
And what's that for?
Apparently, slugs love to get drunk because those cups she showed a tray of cups afterwards. She just had a whole tray full of these cups. They were loaded with dead slugs. I never would have believed it if I didn't see it with my own eyes. Those little suckers partied all night long like it was Studio 310. I mean, literally, they were out.
So she did it specifically to catch the slugs?
Specifically to catch and kill the slugs.
Because she doesn't want slugs in her garden.
Because she didn't want to poison her garden.
Right.
Obviously. Beer kills them and attracts them.
It does kill the slugs.
Kills them.
Because they get drunk
They OD on alcohol. Literally alcohol poisoning. Yeah.
I cannot stand those crazy slugs.
I can't
slugs.
Stand them either. So, yeah, I'm doing it. I was like, very great tip.
You know, Midtown, we have our lake behind me. Mm-hmm. And so we get mice all the time. So I have those outdoor mice baits that you just sit outside and they eat it and go away. And so I had put one in my crawl space. I had the guys put it in the crawl space. I don't know why I thought that was a good place to put it. Well, when they came back, they come back every 3 months to restock it.
Mm-hmm.
They said, we're going to move this out of your crawl space because slugs love this product and your thing is full of slugs.
Put some beer down there. Yeah. Literally, I've never seen anything like it.
But then I have to take the thing of beer and like have to look at it.
You know, it's so funny because I've always worried about doing those big mice baits. Because I'm like, well, what if my dogs find the mouse and then they want to eat the mouse and then they're going to die because of the poison? But living in Brookside, like every restaurant is baiting these mice. They're running out in the neighborhood and they're going to die. My neighbors are probably, but all these mice are poison. So if my dogs are going to find a poison mouse, they're going to find a poison mouse. So I don't know what's stopping me because those dang mice are like.
They're terrible.
And here they're about to happen.
Yeah, especially with the cooler air.
It's going to start getting cooler. Yeah, they're going to start. Reaping havoc.
Well, it's the best thing I did. I have one in my back and one in the front.
Who do you use to do it? But it really makes a difference.
It does make a huge difference. I won't ever not have them.
Really?
And it's not them. It's like $35 a month and they come every 3 months and refill them. I have got one at my dad's house, and I've got them. Then they do little ones for the inside of your house that you just put along the floorboard. They only have, you know, big enough for the little mice to get in. So if one happens to get in, when they eat it, they go looking for water. So they leave your house. So you're never going to have something die in your house.
Unless you got water somewhere.
Yeah. Or they don't have a way to get back out. Like the I did a couple years ago, I left the French doors open while I ran to get something in the freezing cold. And then lo and behold, I had a mouse that night. It was stupid me for leaving the door open. And so he didn't really have a way to get out because he didn't have a hole to get in. So he was sort of stuck in my house until I finally caught him. So, and I don't think it's enough poison to hurt your dog. Your dogs are big.
They're not Daisy.
Yeah. So I don't think even if they got a mouse, I don't think it would be enough in the mouse to hurt you, hurt your dogs. And it's just worth it to keep them out.
Bug man, pros, they're gross.
Is that who I use? They're really the nicest people ever. So,
well, it's about that time.
Yeah.
So worth it. Those little midges, those little fly looking mosquitoes have been really bad, but they're not mosquitoes. They look like
they kind of bite, though.
Yeah, they're weird looking, but they don't seem to want to die with anything. Like, I've not found anything that'll kill them. And I had even talked to a exterminator, and even they have had trouble. So I am curious if anybody can get rid of those midges, I think is what they're called.
I don't know.
Message in if you know of, like, an exterminator that can get rid of them and knows what to do with them, because they're so annoying.
They are really annoying.
And they want to fly up by the lights all the time.
Yeah. I think we talked about it last week, but mosquitoes are so bad right now because of all the stagnant water from all the rain we got for so long. They are terrible. Literally, you cannot go outside for 2 seconds, especially if you go out about sunset.
Nope.
It's all on. They are all over you. They literally, by the time I open the door and step out, I already have one on me.
Terrible. Same thing.
So, and I have mine sprayed, my yard sprayed, and it's not really doing much good. So it's kind of annoying.
Let's see. What else is annoying is I saw this post and I was like, this poor girl. And it didn't sound like it was a matter of, like, this is what has to happen because of a budget issue. Her husband, she wrote into this page and she was like, hey, can you moms tell me, is this normal? Or am I just being financially abused? And her husband expects her and only gives her $70 a week to spend on groceries for a family of five.
There's no way.
And the outrage, everyone was like, that's financial abuse. Like, that is financial control, financial abuse, totally ridiculous. And I'd even sent a picture of, like, a Sam's bill I had literally for strawberries, pistachios, blueberries. I had a box of protein shakes and a box of protein bars. And I had one thing of Pop-Tarts, which we never buy. That was because we were going to the lake. I'm like, I'll buy a treat. And that was $94.
Yeah.
Like, what? I was like, that didn't even have meat in it.
There's no way.
Mm-mm. And I told her, I go, I can't even imagine what else he expects out of you. Well, she actually had messaged back and she was like, oh, well, you know, he expects me to give it up, you know, every day, if not at least every other day also, on top of her $70 a week grocery budget. I was like, you poor thing.
I wouldn't buy him any food. Like, the food would go to me and the kids, and then he can figure out food for himself.
Is that not awful?
Yeah, that's really bad. It's not realistic to think that that could happen, especially now with grocery prices being where they are. Even before they went up, there's just no way $70 is going to feed five people for a week.
And one lady was like, if you don't have a choice at all, I mean, she said, I did put in, you know, show me how to feed a family of five for $70 in the Tulsa market at the grocery store. And ChatGTP did give an itemized list of, like, the groceries you needed to buy in order to make them stretch. For it was kind of interesting because it did tell somebody, like, how to do it, but it was like peanut butter,
I was gonna say
noodles,
beans,
you know, beans, yeah,
things
literally
that can be stretched.
Yeah,
and I get that if you're a family that that's all you have,
exactly.
But
it didn't sound like that was the case.
Yeah,
you know,
I'd be curious to know what they're.
Yeah, it was kind of sad.
I can't eat on $70 a week by myself.
No, I know you can't. Your expensive steak is going to cost you that.
Yeah, I don't do chicken fingers.
No.
Not even slightly.
Yes.
Coming to my house. Mm-hmm. Well, that's really sad. I feel bad for her because that's a rough.
Yeah, and people were very, you know, kind to her about it and were trying to help her figure it out. And were just in general, like, I'm so sorry.
Hopefully he doesn't see the post.
Hopefully he does, because people straight were calling him out and they were like, let him figure it out.
It just worries me that people like that would have the reaction they would have to that would probably not be positive for her.
Well, it was anonymous.
Oh, it was? Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good. Well, that's really too bad, because there's just no way. That's just not even reasonable at this day and age.
No. So I thought that was an interesting thing.
And he probably, you know, golfs and spends that exactly. on a weekend.
On tips. On tips.
Yeah, that's really too bad. Well, you said you tried the nicotine patch.
Okay, so here's my story. And this is a good, solid story now about it, because you had given me the one patch that was 7 milligrams. Mm-hmm. I cut it into thirds. The first time I only did one third because I was kind of scared. Not, you know, I could see a little different, nothing too crazy. Well, this time in my knee, you know, I started my BCP injections in my knee.
That's peptides for those that haven't listened. Yeah,
that's the peptide in my knee to really start helping. And I went ahead and I've done them in my hip. I've done it in my shoulder, which I'm telling you guys, yes, I absolutely feel a change. I laid off my knee a little bit because I felt like, am I creating a little bit of a firestorm? But from what I read, that can also be healing taking place. Because remember, I've got a lot of damage in my knee. So, and now that I've kind of laid off for a few days of injecting it straight in my knee is feeling better. But during that really firestorm period that I was feeling, I was like, that's it. I'm putting the nicotine patch on. And I had two little pieces of that two thirds. Okay. I put one on the front and one on the back of my knee, on the back of my top of my calf. Mm-hmm. And I slept so good. I left it on for a full 24 hours. And I know you said you had had problems sleeping.
It keeps me awake. Yeah.
Okay. I slept so good, hard. I had absolutely no pain in my knee all night long. And not even in my hip. That night I had injected my hip, so I don't know which was the one that really helped with that. But, you know, my right side tends to hurt me just a lot. So now I'm like, gosh darn it, I want to go get more. But I did research just to see how long a nicotine patch stays in your system. And, it, you know, because I told you, I don't want to do that if I'm going to get in trouble for, you know, for I don't want to be a user because I'm not a user. And it does stay in your system, you can rest assured anywhere from 3 to 5 days if you're doing blood work. It really anything, like if you're going to do urine, now your hair sample that can do, I think it said like 2 to 3 months. It was something crazy, which is funny to me because I'm like, if you schools really want to catch kids with nicotine and you are really into it, do a hair sample. Don't wait till, you know, Monday or Tuesday till it's cleared out of their system or break. You're not interested in catching them. That's a whole other thing though. But I thought that was really interesting. The hair follicle carries it way longer. And yes, just one patch can show up in your bloodstream from what I see. So now I can't do it again. And I'm like, I'm just
gonna wait. You have blood work coming up?
Yeah, I've got it. We've got to do it just for our insurance purposes.
How often do you do that?
Well, we do that once a year. Our insurance test is once a year.
Okay. Because you've had blood work drawn twice.
Yeah, that was just for
your own.
For my own stuff. Okay. Hormones and things like that. So this is once a year we do it. And we do a nicotine test also. Mm-hmm. So
when's that?
I got to schedule it.
Oh, okay. But you have to do it soon?
Yeah, it's done. We have it due by the end of the month, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't notice a difference when I was doing it.
Man, it totally took that pain away from my knee.
Your BPC 157 is also helping you sleep.
It is. Yeah, I'm telling
it's
you,
made
like,
for that.
I'm kind of like, wow. So last night, the last 2 days, I've injected it into my stomach. Yeah, I've also heard that is a great way to really systematically get it everywhere. And that night that I did it in my shoulder, and what triggered that is I was like, golly, that night before I was really kind of irritated sleeping on my shoulder. And man, I had no pain that night on my shoulder. None.
It's crazy.
It really is. I mean, so I am not unhappy that I'm trying it. I really want to throw in that other one that's supposed to be a healing one. And I wish I knew the name, the
TB 500.
The TB 500. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go talk to her about that. And of course, I'd love to do the NAD, but I'm like, I'll wait and at least... my biggest thing is I want to heal.
Yeah.
What I got going on.
I think my biggest regret, they've been around forever. Professional athletes have been using peptides for years and years and years when they have injuries. That's why they come back and play so much quicker after they've had an injury. But from like, I wish so badly that when I finished chemo, I would have had these to help me heal. Like glutathione is literally to help get the chemo out of your system. And there's so many peptides now that would have helped me recover quicker and maybe not have so much long-term damage.
Why is this not more, why is this not talked about with patients more?
That's well, so medical sad. Doctors are probably never going to do it because insurance isn't going to cover it, and they're not going to do anything that insurance doesn't cover. So that's why you have to go to like a, you know, a wellness place that focuses on truly like hormone replacement therapy and all the things that make you feel better. It's too bad because there's so many things that could help. So I mean, how much it's helped me just in the last couple of months of being on so many of them. And there's so many more that
we can start
on or take once.
Yeah, I'm like ate up with reading it. I mean, hearing about it on videos. And
I can't get enough of it.
Oof.
I know. And poor Karen, every time she comes over here for a podcast, I'm like, let's talk about peptides.
Yeah.
Because I just study them all the time. It's changed me on how I feel and my achiness, and it completely took care of my knee.
If I had a disposable income, I'd be all over it.
Well, it's hard not to. And she, I mean, they have patients that spend $2,000 a month on peptides. They just stack them because it's the thing, the beautiful thing about peptides is what it's our own natural thing we already have in our system. They just, as we, it goes away, it depletes as we age. And we just for years have been told, well, that's just aging. You're supposed to live that way. And that's not true.
I had a friend who I'd always heard that, because isn't there something called like GHP or I don't even want to say the name of it. It was a peptide of some sort. It's been around for a long time. It has to do with youth and all that. And I had never even heard of it. I never even thought about questioning it because I'm like, well, but it was thousands of dollars a month. And but I knew of someone who did it and they look amazing. Well, now looking back, I'm like, I think this is what it was. It was just something that really only the really, you know, really financially fortunate could afford to do.
Yeah.
And, but now it's, you know, getting more mainstream.
Well, and I think the key we have to say too, is that we're getting the peptides from a medical facility that are getting it from a compounding pharmacy. It's a prescription. You can buy them online, but they are not for resale. They are for testing purposes only. It's a bad idea to buy them online. We're buying them from somebody that actually, it's one of my clients. It's a medical clinic.
Yes.
This we've done our own research on these, and so we're doing
you gotta do your own research. Nothing, don't take our advice.
Yeah, go do your own research. This is just what's working for me and what's working for Amy and what we want to try, but you guys can do your own research on them. But and then talk to Karen if you want to go see Karen at Kinetic Clinic. They are definitely experts on peptides, and they've been doing peptides for a very, very long time. Yeah.
Wow.
But again, you get it. She gets it from a compounding pharmacy. It is a prescription. You do have to buy it from them. Pretty amazing. Pretty soon you're going to see Amy and I, and we're going to be superhuman.
I'll have a knee that works. That's all I want.
The nicest part is that even my knee that really probably does need surgery is so much better.
Yeah. The muscle atrophy in mine just is gross to me. I really cannot stand it.
Have you taken another picture to see about inflammation, how much it's gone down since you started taking them?
No, I need to.
I'd be interested to see because it does help with inflammation.
Hit your mouth on that mic.
Whacked it in my face in the mic. It does help with inflammation. Mm-hmm. So I'd be curious to see what it does. Yeah.
I'm not sharing it though.
Your picture? We're not going to post that online?
No. No, that made me so mad looking at that.
You don't realize it. Plus, you're looking down at it, so you don't realize the inflammation.
Yeah.
But I do know that the GLPs, not the GLPs, BPC, too many initials, BPC helps with inflammation in your body.
Yeah.
So it probably has gone down, especially if your pain has gotten better, for sure.
Yeah, I'll be curious.
Mm-hmm. You took one here last week.
Yeah, I know that one. That's the one I will never
reveal to the public.
No, I will not. So,
all right. Well, we're out of time.
We're there.
Yeah. So we'll be back next week.
Hopefully we have some good dish to talk about next week.
Hopefully. Need something exciting happening in our lives. Two strange boys in my backyard wasn't exciting enough.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, we'll see you next week.
Next week.